The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the 13th chapter. Jesus put before the crowds another parable. The kingdom of heaven may be compared to someone who sowed good seed in his field. But while everybody was asleep, an enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and then went away. So when the plants came up and bore grain, then the weeds appeared as well. And the slaves of the householder came and said to him, "Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? Where then did these weeds come from?" He answered, "An enemy has done this." The slaves said to him, "Then do you want us to go and gather them?" But he replied, "No, for in gathering the weeds, you would uproot the wheat along with them. Let both of them grow together until the harvest. And at harvest time, I will tell the reapers, 'Collect the weeds first and bind them in bundles to be burned, but gather the wheat into my barn.'" Then he left the crowds and went into the house. And his disciples approached him, saying, "Explain to us the parable of the weeds of the field." He answered, "The one who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed are the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the children of the evil one, and the enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are angels. Just as the weeds are collected and burned up with fire, so will it be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will collect out of his kingdom all causes of sin and all evildoers, and they will throw them into the furnace of fire, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Let anyone with ears listen." Gospel of the Lord. If you worshiped with us last week, you may remember that our gospel lesson was the parable of the sower and the seeds. I shared that I thought it was kind of funny for Jesus to use such a strong agricultural image, an image tied to the land, to farming, to soil, to plants, to use it while he was floating in a boat on the sea, teaching crowds who were standing nearby on a sandy beach. Today's gospel picks up right where we left off last week, in the middle of chapter 13 of Matthew. So Jesus is still floating on a boat in the sea, but apparently he also still has farming on his mind as he launches into another parable. The kingdom of heaven may be compared to someone who sowed good seed in his field. But while everyone was asleep, the enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and then went away. So when the plants came up and bore grain, then the weeds appeared as well. Now, you and I have spent a good deal of time over the past almost 13 years digging together into some of Jesus' more confusing parables and sayings. I'm thinking of the parable of the unjust manager, for example, one of our gospel readings last fall, in which Jesus appears to lift up a bad, wasteful, manipulative, self-centered guy as a positive example. That parable is a head-scratcher for sure, but today's isn't. A man sows seed in his field. We're told explicitly that it's good seed, uncontaminated and pure. Under normal conditions, it should produce a great harvest, but in the dark of night, when everybody is asleep, an enemy comes and sows weeds among the wheat. Now, as both good plants and bad plants emerge from the ground, the man's slaves see it happening. They are confused and first ask their master how the weeds came to be, since good seed was sown. Then the slaves ask permission to do the next logical thing. pull the weeds out of the ground to get rid of them. This, of course, is what good farmers, good gardeners do. Pull weeds so they don't choke the plants you are actually trying to grow. But the householder has a different approach, one I suspect surprises his slaves. Let the weeds be. Let everything grow together, else you might uproot the wheat too. All will be taken care of at harvest time. Now, it's not often that we hear about Jesus giving a line-by-line-by-line explanation of one of his parables. Parables are not allegories. They're not meant to be translated too literally, you know, by saying this represents this and that represents that. If you talk to New Testament scholars, they might even tell you that Jesus's explanation of the parable provided in verses 36 to 43 is much more likely something that the gospel writer Matthew thought was important to provide, rather than something Jesus actually said during his ministry. Nonetheless, those explanatory verses have become part of our story. The sower of the good seed is the Son of Man, Jesus tells his disciples, according to Matthew. The good seed are the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the children of the evil one, sowed by the enemy, the devil. And then Jesus goes on to make the meaning of the parable utterly clear. Judgment day is coming. At the end of the age, the angels of the Son of Man will collect those weedy evildoers out of the harvest. They will be burned up with fire. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Let anyone with ears listen. Now, it may be fairly straightforward, but Jesus' parable of the wheat and the weeds gets at a profound truth. Both good and evil grow and thrive in our world. We humans have lived with this hard truth, wrestled with it, strived against it, suffered the pain of it since the fall of creation. For we see the evil around us as every generation does. It's been over 4 years since Russia invaded Ukraine. The death toll for civilians and soldiers on both sides is now in the hundreds of thousands. The Middle East continues to be the mess it has been for, well, feels like forever. The United States is bombing Iran, and Iran is bombing back, and American servicemen and women are dying. Uyghur Muslims continue to be oppressed in China. Christians continue to be under attack in Nigeria, North Korea, Somalia, and Eritrea. Iraq, Afghanistan, Syria, Haiti, Cuba, Myanmar, Yemen, the places around the globe where people are suffering because of authoritarianism, oppression, persecution, greed, graft, that list goes on and on and on. But we don't have to look that far off, do we, to find weeds growing and thriving? Acts of racism, anti-Semitism, violence, neglect and abuse of children and of the elderly, human trafficking, drug trafficking, lying, cheating, stealing, hoarding, wasting. And you know, the weediness isn't just out there. It's in here, in our own selves. We acknowledge that at the beginning of worship, almost every Sunday of the church year, the exact words may change from season to season, but the reality doesn't. Just a few moments ago, you and I acknowledged our sinfulness before God and each other. Our burden is heavy, and we cannot free ourselves, we confessed. Call us back to you. Restore us to dwell in your peace, we implored. The good news for us, beloved children of God, is that while weeds do take root, by the grace and mercy of the Lord of the harvest, there's also a lot of wheat growing and blossoming among us and around us and in us. Wonderful, good wheat. God's wheat will abound in the members of our congregation who will spend several hours next Sunday feeding our hungry neighbors at my brother's table. It's not glamorous work. It involves going to a cramped kitchen at the Salvation Army, lugging all of the food we've collected and purchased, keeping it warm in the oven, heating it up on the stove, dishing it out for whomever comes. It involves running dirty plates and utensils and trays through the dishwasher, wrapping up leftovers, wiping down tables, collecting the trash. That's sometimes what wheat looks like. God's wheat abounds in this congregation in so many other ways as well, in quilters, council and committee members, offering counters, singers, prayers, givers, worship assistants, and the donations already piling up for Safe Harbor's Christmas in July, in the volunteers who literally change light bulbs around this building, and wash communion glasses, and assemble mailings. God's wheat abounds as we work to build community and strive to forgive one another, even when it's really hard, and dream about the future and what God is calling to do us to do in the years ahead. That's the miracle of the Lord of the harvest, that he makes us, blossom and grow and bear good fruit. Thanks be to God. Amen.